Hey, Mr. Moore. Hey, could we ask you a couple questions? Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
How are you doing there?
Doing where?
In Vancouver here.
Where am I?
In Vancouver.
Am I in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, it's a beautiful city, Vancouver. It has a lot of nice people in it, and I'm happy to be here. You like me. You really like me. Thank you.
And do you think, Michael Moore, would it be okay if we ride with you to the airport and do an interview with you?
Why don't you ride with me right now to wherever this guy's taking me?
You think we could?
This guy? Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to. Is that okay?
Come on.
So, Michael Moore, who are you?
I'm a dead man right now.
What is...
I'm just really...
Are we okay? Are we rolling?
What city is this? Number 46?
It's almost over. You're missing Idaho. Are you skipping Idaho, Michael Moore?
I'm definitely skipping Idaho. I'm not going there.
What is wrong with your mom's meatloaf?
Oh, you don't want to go there.
Your brand new book, Michael Moore, is on Reagan Books. Reagan Books. That is pretty wild.
You know, are you Canadian?
I am.
Now, you know, you guys are closer to the mother tongue than we are. Can you read that? It's not Reagan Books. It's Regan Books.
Okay, I say Nirvana. You say...
No. You're missing the A.
I know. I say Nirvana. You say Nirvana.
No, it's spelled the same way. You just read the name of the title of the publisher wrong. It's Regan Books. It's missing the A that's in Reagan.
But I just think of, like, Ronald Reagan because I'm an uneducated Canadian, unlike you being an educated American.
Well, there's no such thing of either.
But Reagan Books is pretty wild. Like, isn't Rush Limbaugh on Reagan Books, Michael Moore?
And Howard Stern. And, who else? Those wrestlers. They put those wrestlers out, too.
And you're all in a great company with them, Michael Moore.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's some company to be with.
So are you happy that your new book, Stupid White Men, is not airbrushed? Your last book was, not this book, right?
That's correct. You see me with all my flaws and all my inability to, you know, grow a beard.
I think this book tour is going great, especially because you are not doing any of the big chain corporate stores. You're only doing university gigs, right, Michael Moore?
Just about. Now, there's a couple chain stores in there, but of the 46 cities, I think maybe there's only, three. Why won't they have me?
How much is your book selling for in Canada?
I have no idea. What does it cost here?
I think like $40.
No way.
Yes.
40 Canadian?
$40 for your book, Michael Moore.
That's like $10 American, right?
Well, it's a lot for us Canadians, $40, especially in BC, where they lowered the minimum wage. What do you think about that, Michael Moore? Lowering the minimum wage.
They lowered the minimum wage here?
Yes, they did. They lowered the minimum wage in British Columbia.
What is going on with you Canadians? Why are you doing this? Why are you snipping away your social safety net? You know, it makes no sense. You start punking on poor people in your country, you're going to end up looking like us. You don't want that.
But you got to be nice to us, though, Michael Moore, because don't the Canadian parkas pay for you? They finance you, don't they, Michael Moore?
The who?
The Canadian parkas. They're the guys that finance you, Michael Moore, your empire.
Who's the parkas?
The people that pay for the awful truth, the Canadian parkas. That's what you refer to them as.
Oh, the Canadian parkas? I never heard that term.
You use that, the parkas, pay for you.
When did I use that?
Well, okay, play along with me here, Michael Moore. Please, help me, the awful truth, funded by Canadians.
No, I don't want any Canadians to buy this book, not at $40 a book. Don't buy this book.
Michael,
that's outrageous. That's an outrageous price. I had no idea.
Steal this book.
No, don't get in trouble either. I mean, just, channel it somehow.
In your new book, Michael Moore, Stupid White Men, there's a lot of dwelling on toothpaste and zippers. A lot of toothpaste and zippers, Michael Moore.
Don't give away the ending to people, all right?
Do you realize in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, where you are right now, Michael Moore, this is where Bill Clinton bought the cigar. He bought the cigar right here.
Is that true?
Yes, he did. He bought the cigar here.
It was a Cuban cigar, right? Because we can't get that in America. He bought it here?
Yes, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That's what all happened there, Michael Moore.
It's unbelievable.
Now, we're trailing you kind of here, and thanks so much for letting us come along with you in your voyage out of Vancouver.
I'm happy to.
Have you ever been trailed by, like, Inspector Clouseau characters, like people running after you, you know, trying to get a file on you, etc., etc.?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens every day.
Any fun instances in ditching them at all? Any, you know, like we thought maybe since we were waiting outside, we fooled your driver by saying we were waiting for Ivana Trump. You fell for that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Do you have any like little tricks at all for avoiding people or people that have, you know, chased after you, Michael Moore?
He wanted to meet Ivana Trump. That's the reason.
Ah, good comeback there.
Yeah, well.
I mean, have you requested your FBI file through the Freedom of Information Act or anything like that? Like, have you been able to do that or found any weird stuff on you? Like, I think there's even stuff on JJ from Good Times. There must be stuff on Michael Moore.
You know, I've never asked for my file, you know? You guys should ask for it. Anybody can get it.
Didn't, like, the Secret Service ask for an episode of The Awful Truth?
Yes, they did, actually. They demanded that we give it to them, and we wouldn't.
And isn't there also, like, where are we going right now here, Michael Moore? Can we follow you some more?
I'm going to go and do an interview, I guess, right? Is that what we're doing? Yeah, see? I just go where I'm told.
Oh.
Know, but come on along.
Really? Is that okay? I got to get out. How do you get out? How do you get out? Oh, okay, I'll go out this way. Oh, following Michael Moore as he John Doss is around Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. By the way, your publicist said you had canceled all interviews today, Michael Moore.
I don't have a publicist. Who are you talking to, man?
HarperCollins, Canada.
Oh, they're not my publicists.
Oh, okay. Well, they set up all these interviews and you didn't do them. So where are we going right now, Michael Moore? Please, tell us.
They shouldn't have set up any interviews because they're not my publicists.
And where are we heading here, Michael Moore? Where are we heading, Michael Moore? Where are we here?
Well, I guess I'm going to do an interview in front of a blue screen.
And what is this for?
It's for a blue screen show, I guess.
Well, go ahead and knock him dead there, Michael Moore.
Thank you very much.
Oh, can we stick around, just get a few more words for you, maybe after, just a few couple words?
I only have a few minutes right now. I got to do this.
Okay, can we just go in front of the blue screen just for like 2 seconds just to finish off?
No, you have to leave.
Oh, Michael Moore's time is really... Okay, well, Michael Moore, I was curious. I was curious, though.
Why don't you know...
Just had this, like, a little... I wanted to show you, Michael Moore. I want this to show you. This like... Look, I brought this to show to you. I just brought this to show to your family survival guide to terrorism.
We're rolling. We're live.
Okay, so I guess I'm doing this show now.
Is it better to be rich or poor?
Thanks a lot, guys. All right.
Can we stick around, Michael, or does this mean it's over?
This is not my studio. I can't tell you.
Okay, can we at least go doo-doo-loo-doo? Thanks so much, Michael Moore, and doo-doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo!
Almost doo-doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you. Thanks so much, Michael Moore. Is it better to be rich or poor, Michael Moore? Is it better to be rich or poor?
Better to be alive or dead.
And Michael Moore, are you happy that Sammy Hagar is back together? Are you happy that Sammy Hagar is back together with David Lee Roth, Michael Moore? Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Wait a second. Well, let's just get a clarification here, Michael Moore. What happened here?
You were just pushed out by Canadians, not me. I love you, man.
Oh, thank you, Michael Moore.
Those are your people that pushed you out violently. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Your own Canadians did that.
Well,
I'm appalled.
Well, thank you. Can I have a hug?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
These were Canadian producers, Canadian TV people that did this to this man. I'm outraged by it. And next time, stand up to a man. Play hockey.
Well, didn't I stand up?
You lost. They pushed you right out, man. You're the media. You're the truth.
Hey, remember I talked to you once before and you said I was on crack?
No, you are.
Third word of human serviette.
You are a national treasure, man.
Well, thank you. Do you remember last time I talked to you? You said I was on crack?
Yes, I do remember you, yes.
Oh, and one last thing.
I was really disappointed that you weren't there last night because no trip to Vancouver is complete without talking to you. So I really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you, Michael Moore. We really appreciate that, too.
Now I got Canadians and they're mad at me because I came out to hug you.
Oh. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Rock on.
Bye, guys.
See ya. To be continued. To be continued.